Hello and welcome to the Gaming Duel, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Robin. And if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Rob, how you fucking doing?
I'm doing all fucking good. I don't know what kind of accent that was, but it was an accent.
What's going on with your accents, man?
I don't know, man. I'm chilling. What about you? Chilling? Hey, chilling?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
It's Friday. We made it.
We did it. Yeah. How are you? Did you do anything fun last night? Did you do anything fun today?
Yeah, I fell asleep, man. That shit was great.
Nice. I see you're wearing an Elder Trolls podcast.
Oh, you see that? Sure. First of all, right.
It's nice.
I'm telling you right now, I did say it feels comfortable. Like the fit, I'm feeling the drip. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know if I can. Let me see if I can stand up. Hang on. But like, you can definitely see like.
Yeah, it looks sick.
It looks sick, right? So shout out to
that actually really sick podcast.
Yeah, they're freaking killing it with the merch.
Well done. Well done, guys. Well done.
Yeah, definitely check them out. Check out their merch because it is freaking dope. They have some cool shit, but I'm pissed off because they put it out after I bought this one. Not that I wouldn't buy it.
I'm going to buy.
That one was really cool.
I want to buy the Mario and Luigi one. I think it's still, still piping or whatever. I want that one. That one's cool.
That one's cool.
So I'll check that one out.
Killing it. Rob, have you done anything special these past 24 hours?
Nope. But I did try the Backbone.
Yes.
For a second. I have only one complaint about it so far. My one complaint is when you're in bed trying to play it, right? The buttons are a little clicky. The X, square, circle, triangle buttons are a little on the clickier side. So I don't know if you can hear it.
Oh yeah.
It's also when you're like clicking fast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard to, you can't like, if your partner's sleeping next to you, you're going to have fights. Right.
Right. But I will say I do love the bumpers and the triggers. They feel nice and soft and like there's like a good squish to them and they're silent. That is a high point. I really do love the triggers and the bumpers.
So are you converting to the backlog to the
I think so. It's comfortable to hold. I was telling I think Onyx in the channel or in the Discord that it feels like I almost have like a Vita in my hand. It's reminiscent of the Vita. Right. So actually if I go into it has its like own little app in there too. You can't really see it. I always try to do this, but like it's super bright. But it has its own Backbone app where like you go in there and it has like all of the launchers. So like you have to pay extra though, but it really does do a good job. If you didn't have to pay for the Backbone app, make it feel like a console experience. And it's very hard for me to show you on screen here because the screen's bright and stuff like that. But I am a big fan so far of my short time with it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here and you paid roughly how much?
$60. So I would say no for 100 because I think that's too much for a controller.
It's too steep for that. Yep.
But I would say $60 is the perfect price point.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. Impressions on Rob. So, do you consider should I purchase this or should I stick with the console controller experience first?
Well, first off, you have iPhone 15 Pro, so you have the USB 3 model, right? So that one is at $100 right now. That one, the only reason why this was 60 is because it was a Lightning model because I have an old iPhone apparently. So I would still stick to the mount because. First off, try it with a mount and see if you like the experience. Plus, you're getting the actual PS5 controller, and it's not loud and clicky like this one is. And see how that goes. If you're like, wow, I really like doing this, but I kind of want something a little more portable, then get this.
Perfect. I will definitely consider it, Rob.
Consider it.
To do, Rob. You know what it's time to do? It's time.
What time is it?
The Daily Duo News.
The Daily Duo by Robert and Kelvin.
don't know.
First up on the Daily Duel, Capcom is seeking feedback for potential Dragon's Dogma 2 DLC. Notably, the company is using a newly launched survey to engage interest in additional content for the game. It asks players what kind of DLC they like to see released for Dragon's Dogma 2. Players are also asked how much they'd be willing to pay for DLC, with options ranging from up to $10 over to $50. The survey is open until April 21st, and Capcom says participants will receive an original digital wallpaper.
I am so on the fence with this game. I know it's a good game. I know mm-hmm. it's a good game, and people mm-hmm. are absolutely loving it. But I'm like, I don't want to say I'm afraid, but like, I know it's going to be a time sink. And if I get into it and it clicks, I'm stuck. I'm in. You know me. Once I'm into something, I'm done. It's over.
That's how I feel. I've said this already in the past. I'm not opposed to purchasing the game. I'm just opposed to getting wrapped up. Like, and I don't have that time to do it. So I want to hold off as much as I can, but from what I hear, and for we've played the game in PAX, and it was kind of fun. It was really dope, right? It was kind of cool seeing, you know, what you can do, but I just, I can't do it right now. Can't do it, you know, but no, kudos to them.
A summer game.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. The DLC that they're kind of getting feedback from, that's great. You know, they're already kind of stirring the pot for that DLC. So obviously more is better for games like this and for the consumers. So that's great. But yeah, I can foresee this game being, you know, supported for quite some time. So this is great news all around. Let's move on to Take-Two acquiring Gearbox from Embracer for $460 million. The sale, which amounts to $460 million, will see Gearbox become wholly owned by Take-Two, which already had an ongoing relationship with the developer through the Borderlands franchise. The deal will see Take-Two gain the rights to the Borderlands and Tiny Tina Wonderlands franchise, as well as Homeworld, Risk of Rain, Brothers in Arms, and Duke Nukem. Studios included in the deal are Gearbox Software, Gearbox Montreal, and Gearbox Studio Quebec. 2K has confirmed the next Borderlands game is also in development. Good news here. A lot of news with Take-Two and Gearbox. What are your thoughts on this? Is this good news? Okay news? What's going on?
Great news. I think getting far away from Embracer Group is the way to go. Mm-hmm. It just seems like Embracer Group doesn't really take care of their IPs as well as they should. And if they're able to kind of get away from Embracer Group, I think it's better, right? In my opinion, I don't necessarily know what good has come from Embracer. The only thing I've heard from Embracer Group in the past have been mostly negative. I don't know if that's true or not.
The only good things you've heard in the past was mostly negative.
Yeah. The only thing I've heard have been negative things about this group, right? So, do you agree, or am I?
Yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at right now too with the Embracer Group. It seems like you said, anybody that's kind of steering away from Embracer Group, that's kind of like the smarter move. Take-Two acquiring Gearbox, I'm happy for that move because, you know, obviously they make games like Borderlands, and it would be a shame for them to kind of get into the shuffle and get into that Embracer, you know, thing that kind of happens often now, where they're shutting down studios and kind of doing all that stuff, doing layoffs. So this is a good thing. Take-Two, obviously, we know of creating games like GTA, right? So they're the publisher, I assume, right? And 2K is like the developer. So regardless, I think this is really good news for them. And I mean, it just kind of gives that Borderlands IP another chance to kind of flourish, if it's possible, you know, if it's something that they want to keep working on. And obviously, like, they are, because they're making another Borderlands game. So I'm interested to see how that's going to pan out now, you know. So overall, good news. Also, they bought Duke Nukem. So
that's fucking awesome. So Take-Two, so they own Rockstar Games?
I believe so.
Or they also do, so they do 2K.
I think it's like a parent company partnership of some sort. Like they have, so it's Take-Two kind of like the publisher, right? So think of them as like Sony or Microsoft, right? And then 2K is underneath them as the developers, if I'm not mistaken.
Because you have Rockstar that does obviously GTA,
right? So that's under them, and exactly, it's under Take-Two. So that's how
Take-Two has a lot. Take-Two has all of Borderlands, Civilization. If Civ, they have NBA, obviously 2K. They have the WODs. They have Marvel Midnight Suns, the Quarry. They have all the BioShock games too. So XCOM, Mafia. They have a shit ton of games. Like that's actually.
They're quiet too. You don't really hear them. Like you do, but you don't really see them like in the news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So very interesting stuff here. I think this is good news. And for 460 mil, like that is a chunk. So that could probably help out Embracer to some advantage, right? Like I think that they will do well with that and hopefully kind of steer back into a better in a better way, right? Obviously it kind of works hand in hand, right? Take-Two acquiring these major IPs, Embracer getting the equity that they need. So it kind of helps both sides, right? So
I've tried Borderlands, and I tried the first one. I believe I tried the second one too. Very fun games. I think 3 kind of fell off a little bit, but and then obviously Tiny Tina's Wonderland. But I think people are excited to have another Borderlands game. I think it's time. People, it is like the looter shooter, right? Like that is the one when you think of looter shooters, and it's just so kooky and crazy that I think people are wanting a new Borderlands game, you know. And again, if it releases on Steam as well, people are gonna freaking get it. It's gonna sell like hotcakes. I know for a fact in this day and age, a new Borderlands game, Borderlands 4, or if it's like a reboot or whatever, is gonna be crazy. So
they can partner that. I mean, obviously partnering that up with, or pairing that up with the show coming out as well. I think that this is a great opportunity for them to kind of like revamp and bring that IP back to everyone's top of the list there. So yeah, they definitely have a great opportunity here to kind of bring Borderlands back into the main eye and main public, but it just depends on how they execute it. Right. We'll just see what they do to kind of really bring that game back. From the grave, not from the grave, but you know what I mean? Like no one's really been talking about Borderlands for quite some time now. So we'll see what happens, but good news overall. Guys, if you're enjoying this episode, rate us on, go ahead.
No, I was going to say something. I was going to say something about Final Fantasy, like Rebirth, but then I was going to go into that with Final Fantasy Rebirth. They're trying to figure out what the next name is going to be. Cause it's an R, and I was like going to say Reborn. And then I was going to go Reborn the Monster from Yu-Gi-Oh! Remember? Yeah, that's where my brain went. That's where my brain went when you
said that. That's what you were thinking about. We're talking about Borderlands.
It went there. So continue with the break.
If you're enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Drop a review and remember to follow us on social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining us on Discord server where friendships are built through gaming. Rob, what are you drinking?
Polar seltzer.
Oh, I thought it was a little bit more. I thought it was like a beer.
No, I love seltzer. I love seltzer water so much.
It depends. Polar's okay. Polar's fine.
No, it's delicious. If I have flavored seltzer at my house, it goes by like that. I drink like at least 2 cans a day at minimum when it's there. I cannot stop drinking it. I have a serious addiction to seltzer water. It's bad. It's bad. But it's better than drinking soda. Or something bad. So
how is seltzer water is it just as good as drinking regular water? Probably not, right?
It has like, I think the only thing in there, it says contains sparkling water, natural flavors, and essence of fresh lemons. So
it all sounds great to me.
And there's no zero sugar, no added sugar, nothing.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, so it's like it's the equivalent of just drinking water and it's a better flavor, better taste.
Yeah. So I don't think it hydrates you as much as regular water. I don't know why, but also, do you know what I did learn the other day? Do you know lemons? The lemon fruit, right?
Yes, I know what. Lemon. Yes, I know what that
you
is.
You know what lemon is? You know? Okay. I'm making sure you know what lemon is. It is a man-made fruit.
A lemon?
A lemon is not a naturally occurring fruit in the wild. Like you'll never find.
You've never heard of lemon trees?
Yeah, you'll find lemon trees, but not in the wild. Like, not like you can't, they don't just grow like out of nowhere. Like, humans need to make lemon trees. It's a man-made fruit. We took a citron and we took lime and mixed them together and it gave us lemon. Did that. I did not know.
Is there another fruit of some sort that is man-made that we don't know about or we don't typically talk about?
I think tomatoes.
Tomatoes? Come on.
Maybe. I think tomatoes are man-made.
That sounds right.
Are tomatoes man-made fruits? I don't know. But anyways, that was just a fun fact about lemons that I didn't know.
I'm not genuinely interested now. Like, this is actually better than the Gaming Duo podcast. let's move on to the fruits. Jeez, man.
We're just changing the podcast. It's
the fruit, right? Podcast. That's it. Now. We're done.
The fruity duo. I don't know.
Anyway. Real quick. Stellar Blade demo releases tomorrow. Everybody, grab your PS5 controllers. 7 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Grab your PS5 controllers and download the Stellar Blade demo. I guess press have had the demo a little bit earlier than most of us, and they're saying good things about it. They're saying good things. So I'm getting excited. I'm getting a little bit less nervous. Yes.
You're getting excited about Stellar Blade.
Excited. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But I was a little nervous, right? When that first trailer or second trailer, I guess. I'm like, it looks good, but there's something that's off. And I don't know if it was the trailer itself, the soundtrack that they used for the trailer, but from what I've been hearing, it's doing well. So we'll find out tomorrow, not too long now, right? Or today. I'm sorry. You guys can download it today. If you're listening to this podcast right now, go ahead and download it right now. I completely forgot. So there you go. That is awesome. So yeah, we'll obviously talk about it over the weekend and we will give our thoughts on Stellar Blade Monday. But if you do enjoy it, let us know as well, you know?
So moving if I stay up till midnight tonight, I can download it. Or, basically Thursday night, if I stayed up till midnight, I could download it, right? Yeah. I could download it right now. No, not right now. Not at this second. Not at this second.
Remember, we're talking future preference.
Right? I know, I'm saying, but if I'm sitting here right now and I wait till midnight tonight, can I go download the demo? Because it would technically be Friday at that point.
No, I said tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern time, which is Friday. Oh. Friday at 7. You know what I mean?
That sucks. I wanted to play it like sooner than that, Amen. But that's fine. I'll just wait till I get home. It's fine. All right, whatever.
You're almost there. We're almost there. You know what I mean? That was from VGC, by the way. So all this information you're receiving is from VGC. So shout out.
Thank you, VGC. You're the best.
Rob, let's hit him with the next topic here.
You said let's hit him.
Don't punch him. Don't punch him. Can you?
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay.
Yes.
Monster Hunter Wilds is planned for Q1 2020. This game is the newest game from the Monster Hunter series. It looks fantastic. It was shown last summer, I want to say, or was it shown during Game Awards? I want to say it was one of the two.
Last summer? Maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like last summer. Anyways, insider Dust Golem, who has a long track record of reporting information about the video games, made public that it's going to be out for 2025. The game has been in development since early 2019. It is shortly after release of Monster Hunter World. They say the game is going to be truly open world and is experimenting far more with a concept that the world did in Rise. So that means basically that the game's going to be massive compared to those two other two titles, and feedback of it has been amazing so far. So will this be the Monster Hunter that gets us into Monster Hunter?
Maybe. I've always wanted to try Monster Hunter Worlds and just never got around to do that. So this might be it. I can't talk right now. Monster Hunter Wilds is probably the next one that would really try to grab my attention. From what I've been hearing from like other people that have played Monster Hunter in the past, it does seem like a game that we would definitely and highly enjoy because it is kind of like this, you know, work together to bring these monsters down. And it seems like a very cool, fun, cooperative gameplay style that I'm sure we would enjoy. So I think we should give it a shot at least. You know what I mean? Like at least make the initiative, because we always say this, right? We're always talking about like, oh, we're going to try, this game. We're going to try this game. And it just never ends up happening because there's just so many other games to try out, right? But I think I'm going to put it into existence right now. I think we should make a huge effort in trying out Monster Hunter Wilds. Let's put it like that.
Okay. I will. Let's do that. Let's actually try the game out and try, because I want to really get into that world, and it does look fun.
Yes.
And everyone just raves about it. So let's do it.
Let's do it. But this is cool. I mean, the fact that they're doing a, you know, they're expecting a Q1 2025 release date. That's great. Right. I feel like we just heard about this game too. So it's like, it's nice that it's coming out relatively soon. So, you know, good things. I think the fact that we're getting these games so close together, right? We're getting Monster Hunter Wilds. We're getting, what's that game that just released that we were just talking about right now? Oh geez, what is it called? Dragon Dogma 2. Like, yeah. I feel like those games are very similar, right? So yeah, for the fact that they're coming out in kind of like in a similar time frame, I feel like, right? Or close enough. We're eating up all these fantastic games, right? I'm excited. And then Capcom. Let's talk about Capcom for a second, right? Killing the fucking game when it comes to just bringing up these IPs, dude. Like, I'm just proud. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm proud of Capcom for like just coming up from the grave from like Resident Evil 6 and then just moving up and just kind of like steering towards victory for like success ever since.
They have, like, I don't know what got over them, or like what, I don't know what sensu bean they took or something like that, where they were like, you know what, we're not going to play a game. And then they have been just nonstop hitting since, like, from Devil May Cry 5 to Dragon's Dogma 2 to Resident Evil 4 remake to Resident Evil Village, even, you know, having the remakes of the Mega Man games here and there. Like, it's just, they haven't actually missed. Like, honestly, like, can you think of a game
they've missed once, and that was just
Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter as well. For just remember, Street Fighter 6 is another one that they did.
Of course, yeah. They just haven't done Mega Man Legends yet, so they're kind of like on that missed territory. But regardless, like, everything else is fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The fact that they do Dragon's Dogma and gonna have Monster Hunter is like crazy. Like, those are their huge open world. Like, I like their catalog. I really do love their catalog. They have like super action. And then they have like your fighting game. They kind of hit, and then they have the horror, right? They have like the Resident Evils. They just have a very, very good
performance. They kind of hit most of the genres that we are kind of interested in, right? Like you said, right? Like, we want that story driven content. We want that, like, first, like, kind of like that third person over the shoulder look, which obviously that gives us Resident Evil. But then you have like the cooperative, fun, over like extremely open world concept of like Dragon Dogma 2 and all that other stuff, right? And obviously Monster Hunter, like, those games kind of feed that part. So they just have a catalog, man, that, you know, people vibe with, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would probably say they're probably one of my, if not my favorite, you know, game developers of all time, right? Like, just they come out with so many games that we remember, right? Like, they did Dino Crisis as well, I believe, right? I think they did Dino Crisis.
Where is Dino Crisis? I think weren't they the studio that released a survey to see if we want, like, what games we want to come back? Dino Crisis.
Is it Capcom? Yeah, it is Capcom. Yep, it is Capcom that came out with it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the news for the week. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Shout outs to our listeners. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our content heading your way. We'll be back tomorrow, next week for your gaming news. Guys, check out our social medias. Again, we have a ton of content coming out now through PAX related stuff. Make sure to check that out. Hit the like button, hit the repost button on Twitter. Do all that stuff to share. Again, thank you guys so much. And until next time.
Thank you guys. Adios.